This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Uncle Dave.
Hello, Rishlu.
Hello, Uncle Dave.
Hello, Alfred Adrian.
Hello.
Uncle Dave was there.
I'm not
taking anything,
but I'm taking
David.
I'm doing sweet.
How are you?
Hello, Prince.
Hello, Davido.
Can we hear you?
Yes, sir. I can hear myself.
We have the podcast starting at...
Just now. It just started.
Normally our friend
Eric Jansen
takes over that saying.
Oh,
so
yes.
But he's actually never here for the start, so...
So it's weird. But he basically just says the podcast starts just now. Can you
That's
hear music?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not like it's a cool song or anything.
It's music in our ears. It's not nice music.
We got it. No more music. We're good.
Is it gone?
It's gone. It was Prince's phone, I think. Not to name and shame. It could have been any of our phones. Sorry.
All right, welcome. Prince, have you listened to the Just Now podcast in your recent times?
Yeah, probably like a good maybe 2 months ago.
Okay. So you owe us.
Yeah, a lesson and contribute towards
Thank
listeners.
You. So the only time I've realized that the comedians listen to the podcast is when they're on.
That is the truth.
I've been on this podcast twice and I've never listened to one.
No, I always listen. Because I want to hear what we say.
No, Adrian, you're good to have you. Last time we spoke business and
yeah,
policies, it was fucking boring.
Yeah, I didn't find it boring, but I'm sure you did.
It was interesting.
You listened to that one.
That you must listen to. That you see, because you guys don't listen to those ones. That's why you guys don't own the land yet.
No, please.
You got to inform yourself, man.
This is a land free.
Zone.
You see, otherwise, it always speaks away from the land thing. But no, guys,
we've got land. It's not land free.
Do I sound white on the radio?
Leave my place in George, please.
Nancy Adam. We won't forget the Adam part. We have to be anti-Adam. This is an anti-Adam.
Anti-Adam.
Yeah, and now fuck Adam.
A zone, and it's non-land.
Do you know what upset me the most about that thing about Adam? Ne?
It's how nice it was where he was, and you still fucked up.
Dumb.
Dumb. Like, have some fun. Are you ruining this moment?
Is he still overseas? He's still overseas. He must never come back.
But I didn't like the fact that the media said that Adam did a racial slur. That's what they said. Racial slur. And I was like, that guy was not slurring.
Yo, Eric Jansen is a zombie.
Do you think the worst thing about that is that he did it maybe 2 days into his holiday? And on those tours, everything's included.
Yeah, now
so at least do the comments on the ninth day.
Yeah, do it on the plane. But like, do it after something bad happened.
Yeah.
Don't be on the beach.
Your family had a business that gave basting sauce to the Baron, and you broke that business.
Broken.
Yeah. Is that their business?
Yeah.
Yeah, but one of the business, one of the parts.
In Bram Close, the steak and ale, whatever it's called.
Steak and ale. His brother had.
I was booked for that. I was booked for that.
Right? Yeah, no cancer. No, that was just because you coming there.
Fucking up.
Like, we might as well do it now before Dave comes.
Yeah, so the EFF went there and they were like
smokehouse as well.
People.
The brother owns a section of the smokehouse. He doesn't even... Oh, the family doesn't. He was a partner in the smokehouse.
Before,
they,
yeah. They were before and then they left. So, like, EFF went and closed down the restaurant. It has nothing. It's like... There's nothing to do with the whole story.
That's what I like about EFF.
Just didn't like... Had a baby.
Yeah, somebody was like...
If you fuck up, they shut down everything.
No, don't.
If you're going to bite your nails, you have to eat them. It's the same as snow.
No, I eat them.
Are you nervous?
I'm always nervous.
Serious?
I'm a very nervous.
But you just did a... You just did a whole month.
But it's still nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking.
So
I'm
going to
be on a Goliath tonight. I'm fucking nervous.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
When's your DVD coming out?
Well, I'm editing today. Both of them.
You doing it yourself?
Just with like the guys that shot it. It's me and Ryan and Kyle sitting and just watching it. But Kyle has done so many of these things that it's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's normal.
So he knows what he's doing. He knows it's pretty there and there about. All I'm going to do now is go, guys, I want that angle on this gag. That's all. You know, the normal stuff.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's done. I did 1 hour and 22 in English and I did 1 hour and 10 in Afrikaans.
Oh, so your Afrikaans vocab is not as long as the
No, I won't lie to you. Because I'm not like doing Afrikaans every week.
But
so it was graph.
I would expect to go longer in Afrikaans though.
It because also the thing is that the audiences that come out for English, right? Oh, it was full. Afrikaans, I was at about 70%. So now...
So they don't know you as an Afrikaans.
Yes. Some of those people rocked up on a matinee that went, oh, no, we're going to see Alf. And then they went like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, what's
so there's a lot of nervous things because also when you do Afrikaans, you moet gaan woorde soek, meneer.
Of course, yeah.
You
so you think in English and then you.
Yeah. Now you're trying to find words in the middle, but I looked at it the other day and I was like, okay, it's not terrible. I'll tell you why I did it for the money.
Oh, cool.
That's right.
It's not a long story.
Diversify your portfolio.
For the money.
Don't talk about diversify portfolio. That's what he used to do.
Oh, no. Are we getting sucked in again?
No. You also started talking about something else that you were involved in the industry.
I was in marketing, man. I wasn't
in portfolio. Not the taxi industry.
I was in the taxi. No. I was involved.
I was in the taxi industry as well.
I was also in the taxi. My father owned taxis. One.
That's in the industry, me too.
I was in the taxi.
That's like one generation.
I was a
thing. How does, when you mentioned the guy rents that taxi for the day,
yeah,
and has to and pays the upfront to whatever it is,
yeah, yeah.
Then he's trying to make those fees in his first.
Yeah, but I mean, this is there's two types of taxis. There's guys that do long haul, which is my father. You get a long haul line, so that means organized trips. You can say, okay, the church is going there. Yeah. That's what he did.
It also was specialized,
chill.
Not like a roller
very
coaster.
Chill. Those still a high ace.
Oh, not the ones that run like the
no,
ones
it's
that
not
go to Durban. That's constant. Just
yeah, no,
up
not
and down.
Yeah, no, it's organized trips. So you specialized license. You go to the taxi board. You sit down. You have the conversation. And then you have
very funny
the taxis you guys normally see. But I used to work for a brake pad company, which was the biggest brake
pad
company
stopped.
At the time. Stopped.
He stopped.
You're the best. That's why I come here for the quality gags. And this is a fact and something I didn't believe until they showed me. The brake, like a taxi in Joburg, on average goes through a set of brake pads every 2 weeks.
Oh shit!
You know,
2 weeks. You think? Just think when you last you change your car brake pads. They burn through. And if they pull 10 off the, we used to go and do tests. Pull 10 off the rank, bro. 8 of those taxi, those brake pads, just the left is working. The brake, it's terrible.
Yeah. That's why, yeah, that's the thing. Because I was also, I watched, like, you know, like when they compare cars?
Yeah.
I watched one where they were comparing, like, the different taxis. So they had the high ace, they had the Ichuba Chuba, they had, like, the all the ones that
the
are
the Venture,
like,
the.
Quantum. Show how they brake with, like, passengers in. Those things can't stop, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, the speed that you see them going.
No,
and the amount of space they need to stop.
You are hurtling towards
it's
your
very
end.
Different. It's very
you,
different.
You spoke about that. Well, this morning I saw a taxi in the emergency lane.
Yes.
He went right past the Metro cop and he pulled out and stopped him. And I just thought, like, man, there's some justice.
Yes, there is justice.
The weird thing was the passengers got out. So there's no loyalty. There's justice.
They got
yeah,
loyalty,
no, yeah. Passengers don't have time for you, especially if they haven't paid yet.
Then they get out of there.
There's justice, but no loyalty.
Yes, that's
taxi.
The thing. Do you still ride taxis?
Nah, I'm done.
When's the last?
The last time was probably like since March.
You bought a car.
Oh, you got a car now. Play the clappy. Congratulations.
We don't have that cheesy sound effect even.
Prince.
You don't even have a cruise bomb. Pop.
So do you want one of those? Can you do the pop-a pops?
Pop-a-pop. There's a
but it must
cruise bomb. Loop that shit. Eh?
Like for my joke about you work for a brake company and then you stopped.
I don't know why you brought that back up.
I'm trying to revive.
It wasn't necessary.
It's a whole revival thing, man. It's a retro thing.
Anyway,
Eric Kinsella.
Eric's in the house.
Hi. That was
Eric. Did arrive.
He did arrive. Okay,
cool.
But that's then you spoke about like the guys in the taxi.
Yeah,
they go.
People hate taxis, but they don't understand how great it is. Like when you are inside the taxi, because
it's amazing.
Yes, because I used to take a taxi. Well, through school, then after that, you know, I always took a taxi.
Yeah.
Even when I had a car, I still took a taxi because I felt it was quicker, more efficient. I could be on my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
Nobody's, I don't need to worry. Yeah.
Taxi is amazing if you're in it because all those rules of the road that the taxi driver breaks, he breaks it so you can
yes.
be on time.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he isn't.
Yeah,
he's not noble in his cause. That's a side effect. He's doing it because he wants more Owens in this taxi.
Quicker trips.
Like we're driving on the pavement. I need to be at work. Then I see everybody hooting. People get really pissed off, right? And then you have to pretend it's not me. It's the driver. I'm just in the back
there. How do you sit in the back there like this?
Yeah. But you got to hand over your eyes.
Because you're always looking down like...
Why is there a guy at the back who's always hanging fully out the little... There's a baby window.
That's because they overfill the thing, the back.
So it's literally overflowing.
Yes, it's overflowing. It's
but he looks happy. And he's sort of slapping the side. The music's on.
Oh, no, that's when you're going to... See, when you're going to watch like a Pirates-Chiefs game.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been on a taxi, then?
You bring a flag.
Well, you know, I used to run a business. I worked in Cape Town. The only way I could get to college was taxi. That was just the way it is.
Fair.
And the Cape Town taxis are the worst ones.
Yeah. That's actual crates. In Durban, it used to be like the taxi would have... mags on, a tent, full graphics around it. The biggest sound system ever. Yeah. Like, you get to wherever you're
Cape Town is just
deaf.
The oldest.
There was pride in Texas.
In PE, it was a big pride thing.
Yeah, your sound system.
Mudra.
They take out the back windows.
Yeah, like you have regrets. Like, you jump into the one with no sound. And you're like,
I wasted $5,000.
And then the taxi in front of you has got no regrets written on the window.
Yeah.
When days are dark, friends
they
are
used to take the back seat out of the taxi, but they still load the same amount of people.
But the worst, have you ever been when the door comes off?
No, all the time.
But there's those one. Raggedy taxis.
Yeah, that's one day I was in one, and the thing is, we stopped on like an incline, but there was no doorman there, right? So we call it a conductor in Durban. Yeah. It's a conductor. So there's no door. So I was sitting closest. Then the lady was like, "Sorry, just please, I'm jumping out here." So I grabbed the little handle. So I let it go with ill regard. I was like, because it has like a catch, right? So you let it go, it slides back into like a catch position.
Yeah,
this thing just
like a good door,
like smoothly. And it landed, it literally landed behind. It's, when it first hit the ground, it was behind the taxi. Like everybody just went, "Yo!" I was like, "Oh my god!"
And you know what I do? You know what I do when that happens? That.
And the driver looks at you like,
"Yeah!"
Oh, like, I know. Because normally they put a rope. Their rope ties it onto the vehicle. Now there's not even rope. It just literally flew, bro. We had to reverse.
So who had to fetch it?
We went down low. We reversed the taxi.
But there's only one guy who knows how to put the door back.
Yeah, it's
you
the driver.
You can't all get it. It's the driver.
It works with the bottom. Then you put the bottom thing in. And look around.
Well, you guys know. You guys know now.
Get out of the taxi and catch another one.
I had to stay. No, because
so you stayed loyal. That's good.
That was close. I was close home.
Because that's good. Because then taxi, they on your taxi app, you get that score 4.7.
Door came off.
Fucked up the door
again.
Yeah.
No, but what's funny about it is the taxi driver always gives you that look like you broke the door for the first time ever.
Yeah. It never happens. It never happens, bro. What are you doing? And then he looks at you badly, bro. Like when you're driving now, when somebody stops. Now, because you're still by the door. Then he looks back to like, "Are you going to open it again?" I'm like, "I'm not going to open this door, my man."
You lost your interview. You didn't make it to the second round.
Yeah. No. The confidence is gone. Because now he has to run around and open.
Yeah. And everyone in the taxi is looking at you like this guy throwing doors off in the morning.
Gentleness.
Yeah.
Be gentle.
In ill regard. Ill regard.
Please don't slam my door against the ground.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
The worst taxi is the one where the roof is rusted. And when it rains, now you have to open an umbrella inside the door.
I've had that.
No. Yeah, it's worse when the floor, when there's a hole in the floor, and then the water from the wheel flies in. So you have to like kind of keep your foot over the hole. So your foot gets dirty, but so like if you don't know.
That's another job you just got without
without even asking.
Because you get covered in your pre-flight checks. Hole in the back, door, got
No brakes, no check.
Yeah, I've been on.
Let's go.
Padlock, locked to the, because they locked the roof to the side with a padlock. But I went in, I was actually with like padlocks all the way around. Like just
a taxi with a roof that wasn't secure.
It was secure.
It was because it had the clamps.
The only time I didn't feel comfortable in a taxi was going to college. It was, we had like Fridays like this. This is Heritage Day. So a lot of the people here have dressed in heritage clothes. I'm not sure.
Going in a taxi is part of my heritage.
I got a bomber jacket. I'm good.
Is that a Muslim?
Yeah.
His name is Dave Levinson. He lives in Eden.
I'm just asking to clarify when the court case comes up on the screen. So we had Heritage Day kind of thing, but this is 1989 to college. So I just went as Superman. But I got on the taxi in my Superman.
That time Superman
thing.
Wasn't even clocking. This was a guy with the jacket.
It was just a comic book.
I was way ahead. I was comic conic at big time there at college. But I had to catch taxi to college.
You were Superman?
On the taxi. So the whole time, when I got into the taxi, so I go like this, I get on. Now, obviously, my cape is there. So now I've got to get in the wind. Cape there. Now I'm just sitting there. But I've got my college portfolio. I've got my normal stuff.
Superman in a taxi is such a funny skit, bro.
It is funny. Because if something happens, if the door falls off, everyone's looking at you like, "End it."
But that's exactly what happened. No one said anything. So
he's sitting in the back, changing out of his suit. Just
I've got my foot. Can I keep my foot on the puddle?
Underwater.
The guys in the taxi don't say anything because I'm not supermanning it properly. I'm just in the suit. I haven't gone.
You don't have the
hair.
Curl yet.
I never got the curl. I'm not in character.
Gotta have that curl.
Then I'm sitting there. So the bus, no one's saying anything. And it keeps getting fuller and fuller and fuller. And then as we get into town, because it's the guy, I get off. He goes, "Bye bye, Superman." But they haven't said, they managed to keep that punchline for lock
and yeah, boots. Exactly. I can't wait
eight
for this
kilometers and he's just waiting.
Can't wait for him to get out.
Yeah.
I
but then also to get out me and then the cape comes out, then the door closes, so yeah. I cause some mayhem.
Because your world. You
colored people have great timing, dude. I was,
and you'd never see a colored guy walking around in a Superman outfit. Yeah.
Never, you never. You unless know, you like, want to get
this is very. Unless Tuck was legalized that day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm doing my Superman suit.
We did the World Cup, and you know Mexico runs with that. The supporters come with that, like.
Who
that
did the world when you?
Like
yeah,
South
in
Africa
2010.
Did the World Cup. Yeah. Yeah. You remember they?
Oh, they got the flags wrong.
They got the mask. Remember the mask?
Yeah, yeah.
The supporters with the mask.
The wrestlers.
Yeah. So like
Nacho.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, not, yeah. I know that.
Yeah. So these two Owens are walking, Mexican Owens, obviously, walking towards the stadium with these masks on. Two colored Owens passed, but it was so fast, bruh. I break me, bruh. Went Aure Mysterio. I was done. That was like the perfect timing, bruh. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. But that's what happens, because in your work...
Durban
like,
sense of humor is very much like that, by the way.
Yeah?
Durban.
Yes, yes.
I grew up in Durban. There was always very much like subtle remarks. Like I would walk past...
Yeah, they don't want... They don't... They, yes, it's very... It's always a sleight of hand.
Yeah. that's Durban.
It gives
comedy.
You a taste of what's happening in his brain. He just wants you to know.
And they'll have names straight away. Like, and everyone will... Check Michael.
They do it with their eyes. They do it with their eyes. When you get there, they just look like... They do like five gags with their eyes. You don't even know. He first looks at your jacket. Then he looks at your shoes. And his friends just breaking. You're like, why is this guy long? Then you listen to one line. Michael Nyka. You're like, oh, okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, they was pinpoint accurate though. You can't get it wrong. Hey, going for TD Jakes.
Exactly. Everyone knows. Hold on, 3 o'clock. There he is.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Who was the guy who did whiteface at the Emmys now?
At the Emmys.
Was it Glover? What's
his
name?
There's this guy that he looks
I don't even
like
know white face
he looks a lot like Eddie Murphy. They're saying that he's gonna play Eddie Murphy in the Richard Pryor the biopic.
Oh, see.
So he looked like Michael Jackson at the Emmys, eh?
He kind of looked Michael Jackson, not really. He had a bigger face.
What is his name?
Like Michael.
Well, but someone he was. It is yeah. It's a whole little story though. They might think it might be someone else, but it's a movie that came out, and that's the character that's in it.
Or like a scary looking white guy makeup. I think I've seen that movie. It's a weird movie as well.
But anyway, that's had nothing to do with anything. What I wanted to get back to is, what have we done this week in comedy? You got the most interesting side of it.
Yes, I went to the Worst Guy Show.
Some sort of census prevailed on this gig.
Tell us, Ryan.
And it was cancelled due to lack of any audience.
Wait, Judge Prince?
I will now hear you, Ryan. I will now hear what you have to say.
Prince's chair is also higher than everyone else. So it does look like
I'm presiding here.
I have children at home. You will not umpire my court.
Okay, let me go lower.
You do look like, you look very official.
Okay, my name is Prince. Okay, there we go.
So the show got cancelled due to a lack of any audience. Not one. Zero. You know,
so even the waiters stood outside.
Not the young boys.
Because we have considered at that gig that the waiters are sometimes the audience. If the waiter behind the coffee doesn't start making the only cappuccino that was ordered as you go on.
Yeah.
So you're like, hi everyone. And he's sitting there. He doesn't care.
The worst is a daiquiri.
With the grounding.
No, but this is sort of wintry, so the daiquiris with the coffee.
It's amazing that you like you're on stage so much that you even know what's bad at the bar. You look at me like, why are you making mojito, man? You know how noisy mojito is. Calm down, man.
Why that's did you just go, you went fully
no
Chinese.
One knows how noisy drinks are except comedians.
Yeah. Comedians like,
is that a latte with
coffee? Yeah.
Have you ever
stopped?
Can't believe this guy's frothing the
Have you ever called from stage and go, hey, no, guys, please?
Many times.
Yeah, man.
I've seen Gola do that hard.
I've done it. I've gone to the bar, put the mic down as a host because you have to clean the floor.
Yeah.
And say to him, during the show, please don't do this. And then I said to the audience, which one of you ordered a daiquiri now?
That's it. I did exactly that. So I'm like, from now on, whoever orders a daiquiri,
you get it.
We all see you. And the thing is, the old standing like 2 meters behind me with the machine.
It's actually splashing you.
Like,
do you know what's funny? You know what's also funny? Because we do this gig most Monday night comedy at Melville. Eh? So now all the waiters after a while become acclimatized to the show. They understand how the show works.
And the jokes.
But now every now and then they hire a new waiter. And then this guy has no clue. This guy's loud. Like, can DP coffee let too? Like my guy, no one else is shouting in the whole place. Walking past the stage, this guy's having the time of his life.
Last night's gig, the noisiest people were the owners of the company.
Oh no!
So that happens.
The marketing lady's making a speech, and she's got PowerPoint, and it's happening. The noisiest part is the owner, the partner, the junior partner, and the other guy, because the bar's open.
Oh,
and then okay. And you, I put the mic down. I said, just hold on. I went to them and said, guys, you own the company. Yeah. Your staff are doing a thing. Can you get away from the bar? They all come. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, did you really chastise the owners?
I didn't care because the oak was late anyway. But it was like I said to you, that it was one of those gigs where I had to take control. Man.
Yeah, man, owners can be dick though, because I've also done things where they're like, no, don't worry. It's going to be good. Everything's going to be nice. And the show starts. Mm. And the three owners are sitting there heckling all the way. I'm like, I'm trying to get some rhythm over here. Yeah, ask him about the they're the organizers.
In their minds, they're trying to make it better.
They must do that from Monday to Friday when they're at work.
The worst one I had was
make me better on a Saturday.
Eric said we must make a top 10 list of corporate rules from both sides. Like, we also sometimes chops when we do our job, arriving late or whatever it is. Right. So that, as a, from an organizer, I'd love to know what they would see as the perfect corporate gig.
You know why we arrive late,
that's
though?
Actually
don't when you get there on time, you're always an hour and a half to spare.
In the, when, and then that's pre-internet tweet vibes. You had to sit in the back there.
Yeah.
And you're the only oak in a suit in the kitchen. And there's oaks in the kitchen.
I have to say, I'm a bit nerdy, I guess, in this way. I'm like, always on time.
Shouldn't have smoked.
But I'm saying, when you're on time, you're early.
Yeah. I'm early. Wait, the gig will never stops. I'm never there less than an hour.
Early. And it's like, but now you're helping put out the platters. Let me just try to get in.
Lighting candles.
Sweating on the steak.
What? Guys, we're talking about sweat, corporate gigs, not aunties.
No, you know what? You know when corporate gigs start on time? When you're running late.
Yeah, exactly. If you're late.
You can see the gig. You see the ICC Murphy's over there. And you're like, whoa, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, Murphy's Law. But you don't want to be late for a corporate.
You don't want to be late for
She phoned me. I was running late for a corporate. She phoned me. She said, you're supposed to be at half past seven. So I'm in my car. I'm not going to make it half past seven. So I said, is there anyone there that looks like me? So she goes, no. I said, have you looked around? So I give her 5 minutes to look for me. So I said, I am here, but I'm not. But I'm outside. Then she said, you're supposed to be on stage at 8 o'clock. So now it's like 8 o'clock. So I said, yeah, but I'm not late then. So as of 8 o'clock, I'm still on time.
Yeah.
She said, so now you're negotiating with her.
Are you going to make it? No, I'm totally not going to make it. But at 8 o'clock, I wasn't late yet. So I was not meant to be here
your
at 8
your
o'clock.
Stunt
so
double was
time,
there.
Then at 8:01, I was late. So don't tell me I'm late now. Where are you?
I had a corporate.
So cluck.
Did you win that one?
What time did you get there?
Half past eight.
What? Dave, why you do all of that? Why would you do all of that, Dave?
I don't know how Midrand works. I did a corporate in Springs. Corporate in Springs.
I did a corporate in Springs. I get there. I go, where's the mic? No one told us to get the mic.
Oh, shit.
There's no mic. There's 200 people.
That's why they booked you.
No,
man, I'm you're the
I'm
one person.
I'm
quite loud.
He's got the voice for this.
You're the one like, person. They're like, who?
I was like, no, bro. This is not going to work.
Who's the one comedian that shouty comedian? We don't have a real mic.
No mic. You know
let's look. Let's Google.
Sam comes back with an Iowa. You know what? Iowa, the double tape deck. Comes back with one of those
what
and a mic.
With
gives
a
me the
amplifier.
Mic and there's a tape deck. I'm like, what?
Like that old school.
Yeah,
listen to Jam was the J type.
No. I'm like, bro.
Does the mic go in though?
No. You got a you went to he left bought a he brand new mic and brought the Iowa sound system back with him. I'm like, so now put these
so what now
even
yes, you so might as well give you that. What's the thing that announced the Joe like that?
You made them a mixtape.
I drove to Springs. I felt bad for them because they saw me at a gig and they really liked me, so it was like I made them all huddle to the front and shut up, and then I just
But I'm going to agree with Dave on this one, man. I feel like we do need to draw up a list of
that must be
corporate
rules
for comedians.
Rules. Yeah, but I do want I want comedians to know there are rules. Because a lot of guys will just pitch up there and they start doing their club set.
The best thing that's happened to me is that comedians are terrible at these things.
So you get some
I'm early. I read the brief. I dress appropriately. The things I can control, I do well because I know the comedy doesn't always go your way.
Okay.
And that's how I've been able to get
so hang on,
in
right.
the book.
So yours got cancelled because finally they realized you can't do comedy without an audience.
Yeah.
Your gigs this week?
Oh, Parker's.
Are you at Parker's?
Yeah.
How was last night?
It was strange because
you're hosting.
Yes, I was hosting, but it's strange because it was full enough, but they made the people sit wherever they wanted to.
Oh.
So they sat
in
the back where you couldn't
close
see
that
them.
Back section,
so in the front you could literally only see one table. Yeah. Maybe two
and
tables of
people.
But there's all people sitting in the darkness. So it's very weird energy.
Yeah. Could have been so much better.
It's so weird when you say that, because when you say that to event organizers, sometimes you say, why are those chairs there? You're splitting my audience. No, you can do comedy for that room. And that. I'm like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You're going to do the joke facing that way. bring them here.
Strange. Yeah, like last night it was strange.
And that's actually, just a geography thing.
I need to ask those guys. Yeah, because it was very weird to only. It looks empty.
That top section
when you're on stage. But these people sitting in
the
darkness.
Unless they booked it then.
And they start talking because they're in the darkness. They're not being addressed. They're just like.
You can't shut them down.
We're sitting in the back. No, but I mean, it's like. They're not. He's not really talking to us. In general,
yeah,
on the outside,
he's talking
in general, and then they started talking and that type of thing, and then got weird.
And but you're this fun. Week, you but you editing, so that's
no, I'm doing Goliath tonight, and then I'm editing today, and
that's quite interesting because I think 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we wouldn't have been speaking about you sitting going through your edits, and then you even said something. You know beautiful. How it is. You know how it is with when you're editing a DVD. I'm like. I haven't got DVDs.
You guys were talking about corporates, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, let alone DVDs.
So, Ryan, so that's DVD. Rishlu, your DVD?
Yes.
What's it called? Is it out? Did you edit it?
No. I don't have a DVD. I only have
that's what I'm saying.
I'm on two DVDs.
Nah, I ain't got none.
So, Alfred, we don't know. Tell us about this thing. So
it's actually quite interesting.
I'm figuring it out. It's my first time out. So Who's guiding you?
Anyone that's done it before? You said the guy Kyle's
done
it a thousand times.
Yeah, they've done a lot of it. I've been involved with other DVDs. I mean, I've been involved with the one me and Rishlu had.
Rishlu and I.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
that's a buzzkill. And that's all the time we have.
Thank you, guys. It was lovely.
A moment of silence.
Thanks for giving us advice about the DVD and then just... No. Having Dave cut it off.
You know what the worst thing is Dave.
Okay, but that's so very interesting. Something you should talk about at
beginning?
Some point. No?
Like, who went to you and said you should actually think about doing it? And then you're like, fuck, I don't know what to do.
I did.
Do you find when the cameras are on, you change?
I'm better.
Are you better?
Yeah.
I had the one where we had a killer night, and then we filmed both nights, kind of same suit maybe. And the first night was just rocking. And we go back to the thing and says, oh man, sorry, the thing wasn't on.
Oh, that's horrible.
So you did that rocking
show. Someone needs to be smacked if that happens.
Play properly.
That's the problem.
My thing is when I went in, my thinking is always like this. I was like, who are the best people to do this? Then I spoke to Ryan. Ryan does a lot of these things.
So Ryan who? Because this Ryan doesn't know anything about that.
Ryan Harder. And then I went, okay, who do I deal with here? Then he hooked me up with Kyle. Kyle's done a ton of these.
So did he work on Nationwide and that
he
kind of stuff?
He did on Nationwide.
Kyle
does all
done most of them.
Yeah. All of Kyle's Trevor's surname? Stuff he does.
Kyle's surname?
I don't know what Kyle's surname.
Kyle Audit.
Let's keep it there. So just for the listeners, just in case you want
to
go back.
So because the reality...
Shout out to the listeners. Michelle, Woody, Cornelius.
Oh, wait. Now you'll know.
And Prince tomorrow when he listens to what he said.
There's more of us than all of them. So, Kyle.
That was a downer.
This is a wank. No, just went to Kyle, made him shoot, paid the 100,000 rand and moved
Jesus.
On.
Jesus. Yeah!
Yeah!
Why you say that like it was nothing?
I say that because I want comedians that listen to this to pay their own 100K. Uh-huh. Because you need to own your own art. Otherwise, you get fucked. And then you complain because people fucked you. Because they own your shit. And this is no mystery to anybody that's an adult that knows things.
Did you see Eric there? He had a proper heart attack. He actually touched his chest area.
But that's good advice, though.
Own your own
art. That is great advice.
I set the terms. So a nice insight to this is when the deal came through, I said no twice. I can't say no twice because it's mine. And then I got better money.
There you go. You had leverage.
But if I have a partner and Richie's in for 50%, Richie goes, fuck you, take that money. Yeah. I'm short here. You know what I mean? Because he's in. So then later on, I'm angry with Richie because, Richie's a dick. He's done this and this and this to me. No, you did that to yourself. You didn't save your money.
Yeah, that is the truth, though.
Are you a dick?
I am.
He took out the positives.
But that is exactly what you said. Good advice. That own your art. And there's so many times the artist is
and
like, the whole
cheap,
production
guys.
Company is 20 of them.
100K.
100K is cheap, guys. Yeah. I do shoot. Listen, I did 100K because if I did two nights, it would be... two shoot days, so 200K.
Yeah.
But because I did it matinee night, I did it the best way I could.
Oh, you shot in one day.
I took a risk because if it went wrong in my one shoot, gone. Yeah. There's no chance. I'm losing my money.
Yeah.
So the thing is that was most people spend real production. If you go to like really high, like Mannequin and them, these guys shoot those like beautiful, those things are expensive to shoot, dude.
Yeah, even
those
I work
things,
at
like, 200,000 rand easily.
I work at a digital agency and just seeing what our video team charge 100 grand for that, it would never, like, no, that's just
what seems like
cheap,
a lot of money
cheap,
though,
cheap,
for you as a comedian because that's a lot of saving. You gotta do it.
Yeah, but it was negotiating and fighting and saying, guys, I don't have that kind of money.
But it has ever happened to you when the production company are there and they just move you around like a mannequin. And you going, but hang on a minute, I'm the one that's, everything's happening here because of the shit that's going to come out of my mouth. And I haven't been asked once what I think. So yeah, you're just moving around, and then there's people running around with clipboards and thing, and they're like, oh, okay, I can.
But actually, yeah, I normally, what I would do is leave them to do all that, and then at the end, then I say, I'm not comfortable. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I see what, because things, you got to see what the person's trying to do, because you can't.
Like, no, because they have the experience.
Yeah, then you're like, okay,
you know what you're trying to avoid is that diva.
So you know, so you know, you want me to go from A to Z, yeah, doing that stuff. Mm. Like, the way I would like to do it is different to what you're doing. You know what I mean? So, because that's not natural for me, for example, to move like this or to stand there. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you can work that out. Yeah. And that's what I find. It's like, you just got to communicate.
You're going to come up there and you're going to do your shtick. And then
also,
you're like, oh, really?
Your shtick. Also,
that's an old word.
Work with people that have done it before, that have shot comedy before.
Yeah.
Some guys, cinematography is amazing because he shot movies and things like that. He did a music video. He might be amazing at that, but that doesn't. You find guys like that cut away from your face on the punchline.
Yeah.
Because like, there's a better shot in that side and that side, and it looks more beautiful. Where at comedy, the most important thing is that they get your waist up.
Yeah.
And they get you, and it doesn't become monotonous, so he changes angles every now and then. Guys that know comedy must shoot your thing.
Yeah, definitely.
If they don't know your comedy, oh, oi.
Yeah.
In fact, I made my guys come and watch the show before. Come and watch it.
Oh, okay,
and
that makes sense.
Feel.
Like a music producer would listen to the band before.
Yeah. Come and have a look, because you know, you get a feel of my energy, where, how much I move, all those things.
How do you become so wise, Alfred Adrian?
It's common sense, guys. You all know these things.
Yeah. But they say common sense is not that common.
We know nothing. Prince, are you thinking of doing something like that?
Definitely. Definitely.
Even with digital stuff, like that, a DVD would have to be printed and done. And
yeah, well, nowadays, I mean, do you sell to channels and so forth? So I think DVDs are probably, or release it on some platform.
But you still got to go through the production.
At some point, there'll probably be like a Spotify for shows.
YouTube is out there.
YouTube.
Just drop something on it.
Yeah, so no, I'll definitely be doing the that world, soon in the next year or so.
The world of TV is so dead also. It's a weird thing. So like, we're still selling to channels, but I feel like it's the last bit of it. Because what's happening is, if you look at how famous people have become on YouTube and dropping free content, and how that model is supported financially, and how people make money out of controlling their own little YouTube channel. If you do that very well, and it's like, you look at Casey Neistat, like the way production is done for himself, the prize a millionaire. Yeah. You are trying to go and punt. We still bat in hand, begging the channel to put this stuff on. They are irrelevant. They are a dinosaur. You're not.
And he's just doing his own thing without permission.
Yeah, he just does his.
But the South African context, I suppose, will always come into play.
It's changed as well, don't
it
you think?
It will change slowly.
It's changing rapidly. If you think about the big the big subscription channels in this country, lost 200,000 people in the last year.
That's
hello. Something is knocking on the door here. Something has changed. There's public Wi-Fi now. Wi-Fi is definitely going to become a bit cheaper. People are on Netflix. That same audience is moving to Netflix, and then eyeballs aren't on. Commons Buck met yo Susanna, you know.
Yeah. Love that show.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
They take that off.
Yeah.
Again. Eric, where have you been this week? Take some things.
I've been at home Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday night I went to Out the Box and to Shakers. Out the Box was nice.
How is Shakers?
Where's Out the Box?
Out the Box is at the Concon Theatre, UJ Bunting Road campus. Yeah.
And who comes to see?
Mainly students.
Full,
nice and full. It was nice and full. Yeah, it was about three quarters full. It was blazing.
Because Prince on his Instagram says, "Where is this gig with like exclamation marks?"
What's that gig?
What's that gig?
Yeah.
I thought you were asking for reals. Like, shit, this guy's quite aggressive. What is that gig? You know, you see people in the audience, you're like, what is that gig?
Need the information about this gig. Yeah, so that, and then from there I went through to Shakers.
Now, you mentioned Shakers. Is that hard?
Huh?
Is that always difficult, that one?
No, man. Shakers isn't a difficult room to play. If the room listens to you, you can have a fun time. Yeah. Obviously, you just need to have the thing that sets you apart from them. Yeah. So, Wednesday night, there were four guys before me, and two of them died. Like, you're the most.
It's always a couple of odds and going down.
Two in a row.
No. First guy died, third guy died.
Oh, okay. So
first guy went on. Didn't know what he was doing. Second guy was Abutilolo. Abutilolo did well.
Abutilolo.
Yeah.
I like Abutilolo.
After him was some random guy.
Also never heard of him.
Some random guy trying to do one-liners off the internet, but also just
didn't
taking it in the teeth. And then some guy went on, did okay. Then I went on after him. And I had like three new jokes. It was nice. I had fun with it. They agreed with me. And I was like, sweet, thanks, guys.
So you smartly did a good
three jokes.
Three jokes.
I'll
be doing these three
be
jokes.
Be sensible. Three jokes. Get the fuck out while it's going well.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice. And then Robbie went on after me. But then by that time, I had left already. I just bounced. But it was nice, man. And then last night, I was at the club. I didn't perform. Just went through. Watched the Thursday night comedy.
How was it? Was it busy?
I was hosting. No, it wasn't busy, guys. It was
16 people.
I wasn't counting, but I counted 16. And they were all couples.
It'll grow, guys, because people have forgotten and don't know that Thursday nights exist.
It's a thing now.
Because if you look at Parker's, it's packed on a Thursday now. Mm. It was busy.
Yeah.
Last night.
Student was busy last night.
Yeah, but it's because Thursdays are it's new again. They brought Thursdays back. This was only the second Thursday show this week. So then tonight and tomorrow night, I'm replacing Kurt Langefeld at Goliath Comedy Club. So I'll be Kurt Langefeld this weekend.
Yeah. Where's Kurt? Where's he?
He's in Cape Town.
Why didn't he come?
Let's do that bits about the PlayStation.
I was booked just to see him.
Yeah.
The Goliath.
It's out now.
You bought
tickets. Do you eat your burger? Do you eat your burger that you get at the Goliath?
Every time, baby. Stay focused.
Do you eat your burger?
Generally, I don't.
You don't.
I'm mad at that burger. I eat through a salad even now. That's how advanced I've become with that burger.
Just to explain, what is the deal at Goliath? What do you get as a comedian?
I'm excited to hear about this. There's a burger at Goliath. When I get there, I'm gonna eat the shit out of that burger.
It's not a shit burger. It's a good.
When they interview young comedians, so what are your aspirations? You want to do blacks only?
Just want to get that burger.
Working my way towards the burger, baby.
Yeah.
So you perform if you're on the lineup, you get a burger and a drink of your choice.
Listen, guys, let's not act like this.
You get a drink of
this
your
is
choice
amazing
or a beer.
You can have a
cool drink.
So or a cool drink or a water, whatever. Yeah. Or a
it doesn't have to be beer. Hey.
You can't have a double.
You can't have hot tack, that's what you can't have. Yeah.
You didn't need a mic.
Don't need a strawberry daiquiri for that one.
So the thing is that remember, guys, that other clubs didn't give us food before.
Some of them didn't give us money.
Some of them still don't.
Exposure. Well, when I first came to Joburg, I did Wish, which was
Willie Wilson.
Yeah, Grant Willie Wilson and the guy from Cape Town. Forgot his name, but anyway. So now after the show, dude phones me, bruh. I just came to Joburg. I was probably in Joburg, maybe I'd say 2 months max, bruh. Dude phones me, he's like, yo, man, I don't know, someone dropped me, whatever. Can you come through? I'm like, I was staying in Parkmore that time. So I drove through to Melville, did the things. Then after the show, he's like, yo, it was a bit quiet tonight. And he taps me in the back. I'm like, yeah, it was, bruh. Shot. Then he pays me with an envelope in a drive home. Then I get home, open the envelope, there's $100, bro.
Why do you need an envelope?
Yes, bro. Like, I hated him after that.
And you don't feel really you don't feel.
I didn't think to feel it, bro.
Yeah.
Someone, can you, if I gave you an envelope with money, is that a kind of thing? You can feel how much money is
there. Yeah. Yeah, if it's one note, I'm like, what's going on?
It's the same thickness as the envelope.
Yeah.
It's not bending.
But it was
We tricked you and put like 10 rands.
Coins. Yeah. He's like, oh, feel the weight of this envelope.
No, there's a neat 100.
You know what also, maybe you would that.
It was a blue Benjamin.
But where is he now? Does he still do stand-up?
It's his radio station at Edenvale.
Yeah,
Edenvale Radio.
You paid me $100 in an envelope, bro.
Like, I don't care where
so
he is.
So professional.
That'll be the last time you do that.
I went back, yeah, and I was like, yo,
have you met him,
bro? Once.
He wanted to book me for something and then I couldn't make it. Then he wanted to replace myself because no one's speaking to him or something. I don't know. I was like,
yeah,
no,
that's some
I seen him at Parker's. Not performing, just hanging out once or twice.
No, they are, you know,
he's in the world.
People like, he's in the world.
Yeah. He's in the world.
He's alive.
But he still owes you money and you just give him that side eye every time.
What was he supposed to? Was there an agreement?
Well, that was 2010. So it was like to do like a support, like it was like $300.
$300, man.
But there was no one there ever at that gig.
No, there was dope. That big show, bro. You used to come through some Wish? Wish used to play every single Monday. All the comics would be there, hangouts, the crowd would be there. There's a
but there was a wall, it was a smoking room where the people would
that sit. Time there wasn't any wall. Okay. It was all open and then the side door was right, but like the stage and there's a door next to the stage. It was dope. Like now they've kind of closed it. It wasn't closed before. Yeah. But the thing is, it'd always be like radio DJs.
I thought that was right next to the cake section. And I was like annoying everyone every time you said, hello, hi everyone, can you come look over here? And they're like, no, we don't look at the cakes now. But you had to do your comedy right there next to the cake tin.
Mm. Where's the cake tin?
It's just going around. Slowly
the rotisserie for cakes?
Yeah. At Wish.
At Wish, yeah. No, maybe I was there late.
Yeah, you were there late. It was just a nice place.
But yeah. Poppy's is like now they renovated that back area. It looks
yeah. Really so Grant weak. Willie Wilson used to run that spot, and also a spot in Norwood as well.
But who ran Wish? Was it wasn't Toles Mo them involved there and stuff?
It was Grant. So Toles Mo, Pop-Ups, Mojack, everyone was basically just performing there because they were trying comedy, bruh. So yeah. Like they weren't like well established comedians.
Yeah.
Everyone would jump on every week.
Oh, new so material vibes or
something. Yeah. There was never like a sound system there either, I don't think.
No, yeah, that's weird. Robbie dropped the mic one day, like you're doing a traumatic thing, like
dropped the mic. The show was finished.
Dropped the mic and the mic broke to pieces.
Like, all right, let's all go home now.
Yeah, the show is over, bro. And Grant was upset, my man. He's like, that's my best mic. Like, bro, your best mic broke to pieces, dog. That's a shit
also,
mic.
Also, why's your best mic your only mic?
Yeah. So Robbie had to pay for the mic.
Which wasn't a lot of money, really.
I paid for the mic, actually.
And petrol the end, man. Jimmy Carr's here Friday and Saturday. Did you know about that?
I did.
It's quite a low.
It's been advertised for the longest time, though.
On, yeah, I've on seen TV. It.
Like, even at Monty, there's like okay. He's on Compu Ticket.
I wanted to go.
Since Feb.
It's like a greatest hits thing.
And Chris Tucker's coming.
I don't know.
Yeah, theatre.
Interesting. I'm not going to go and see. I would love to see Chris Tucker. But if it was a dome, the dome isn't a great place for me.
The sound.
Well, what's wrong with the dome?
It's the sound's terrible.
Oh no.
The dome is in Coca Cola Dome.
Yeah.
Why is Chris Tucker doing the dome?
I'm sitting in the back using a binoculars to see the oak.
Oh no.
Yeah. Will Chris Tucker sell out the dome? Yeah, he probably will.
Fill up the dome is the word.
Fill up your home.
In 1992, yes.
Yeah,
I'm also.
That's true. Like, why would you? What relevance is the on Netflix with
a
special?
Yes, he does have a new special on Netflix. He's probably going to do that.
People will go anyway.
Rush Hour 5 is coming out soon. Rush Hour 5.
Oh, that's one.
Okay.
Okay.
Also,
wow.
But Jimmy Carr is going to be. I'd like to see Jimmy.
Did you see him the last time he was here?
No, I didn't. And okay. That's why I want to go and see him. Right. But it's also, he's doing a greatest hits. And also, I'm going to name drop hard. Yeah. I had breakfast with him once. And he said to me that he doesn't let go of material. Like, he doesn't. You ride it to death. And then he told me that time, it was 2 years ago, that he was doing a greatest of thing in South Africa. And
there you go. Yeah, actually,
did he call you up
watch.
And say, yo, your tickets are here?
Yeah, he bought me a cappuccino.
I've got an extra ticket for tonight if you want to.
I'd love to go.
But I'm going to
finger
you.
But I'm not there. I'm doing Goliath.
That's unfortunate.
I always knew that you had the thing for me.
That was unexpected.
That's such a downside.
What was unexpected?
That's a catch 22.
You still want the ticket.
I'll take the finger.
I'm really a big fan of Jimmy Carr.
At no point did I say no, because pleasure is pleasure, babe. Exactly.
Yo, getting fingered while watching Jimmy Carr's greatest hits, that sounds like a night out.
It's an oxymoron.
I want no lube. Blood is enough.
Oh, shit. Not blood is enough.
Alfred. I'll say your name now. This is where he lives. He lives in Benoni. <Yeah. laughs> My Muslim stuff wasn't that bad.
Well.
It wasn't Jimmy Carr related at all. We've got some news items. What was that first one there? You can buy the zoo. The zoo.
No, they're handing it out.
Yeah, the zoo
for free.
Giving away
free.
Zoo poo.
You can get in a bucket. You get to keep the bucket.
The first 1,000 visitors of the zoo that goes to that specific section.
Oh,
of the
they're
zoo
trying to sell the thing.
No, they're not selling it. They're just giving them free
zoo
free poo.
Yeah. So do you leave with the poo?
And then they're like, yeah, you can leave with it. It's actually for your garden. So
you not walking around with it?
Yeah, this is amazing.
They're trying to create awareness that they... I read the thing. That their hospital is run on the energy they get from the animal shit through methane, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So they were just trying to promote that idea. Why you would win 5 pounds of shit to promote? I don't know. That seems...
It's manure, my guy. Fertilizer.
I will
shit.
Tell you
but
this.
That's
I
what came for the next story. A lot of podcasts have been talking about the marijuana stuff.
I went to Boulders the other day. People are buying bags of the stuff.
Yeah.
Bags of shit. Summer now. People want their garden liquor. So.
Oh, yeah.
I might have been in there.
Imagine the taxi drive home from that.
Very awkward if you
just loading the bags.
Just loading animal shit.
No, you can sit on this. Take the crate out.
I was in the queue. I bought some stuff for my lawn. Lawn dressing. It says it on the box.
Yeah. Was it a 3-2-1 or was it a topical?
What?
What?
Oh, shit.
Someone knows their grass.
20 meters square. That's all I got. I got a bag.
Fire.
Just to keep the sun from burning the leaf of the blade.
You must go 3 times a week.
3 times?
Yeah.
How do you know so much about
Is that what the 3-2-1 is? Watch it three times a week. No, look at it twice. Throw over. Go out once.
It's a topical for your cross. Oh, is a 3-2-1. But like one part nitrogen.
Yes, one part nitrogen. Yeah. Slow release.
So too much of it. Too much of it. You burn your
slow release.
You burn the grass if you throw too much of the acid.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Do too much. I definitely throw
45 grams per square meter.
You scorch earth.
I hoy that thing, boy. I was like 3-2-1. Let's hoy double.
I want the greenest lawn. It's gonna look like AstroTurf. That's how green.
The guy that works.
But there is one for that too.
Some brave man told me,
Rishu, you know too much.
Rishu, how do you guys know that much about just life living?
School, man.
Living
yeah,
life.
You're gardening
you
at school.
You have to know everything.
Yeah, when you have a garden, you learn these things.
Yeah, you see, it's irrelevant right now.
And I'm a very DIY. I'm a DIYO. So, like,
so you've learned about that. That's important, though. You've got to know the ratio of the fertilizer.
Yeah, 45 grams per square meter.
I'm not. I can't measure. Is it? Can you just scut it?
Just scatter it.
I scatter. Yeah.
So that's the
poo. Some of yeah. Some seeds are landing on the rocks.
The marijuana legalizing thing. There was a.
So somebody sent 20 bags of marijuana to a
radio station.
A radio station. Yes.
20 bags.
Station. Yeah. 20 bags of marijuana.
Why?
They just. It wasn't addressed to anybody. It was just sent to the station. And then the police found out. Then the police were like, what fuckery is this?
Where maybe that's the excuse. That's actually quite cool. No, hey, we found some drugs. The radio station. Cool. Someone sent that to us.
Yeah. We didn't smoke it and it's a private.
Yeah, it was a private thing.
No, show me the thing. He just sent the stuff to us.
The recreational use. Where was it? I think it was Florida or something.
Yeah, it was Florida.
Yeah, so the recreational use is okay, but to send that much means that you are trying to.
So it's very interesting. Yesterday they had a lawyer on radio speaking about what the difference is between the Western Cape ruling and the Constitutional Court ruling, and the big jump is that they say your personal in your personal space, your pockets are also your personal space, so you can drive with it in your car.
Yeah,
you can use you have it in your pocket. So it's not illegal to carry in, now nationally, obviously.
Nationally.
It's a constitutional.
Carry on enough for yourself, your own consumption.
Yeah, and so but the grey areas is how much can you grow?
Yeah.
Oh, is it
the official document that says to police? It's a police. Please don't. Please chill. Don't arrest people. Yeah.
Yeah. Please, right, you guys need to try this stuff. It's really chill.
All commanders are requested to inform operational members under the command to stop arresting suspects for possession of dacha with immediate effect.
They mustn't call it dacha.
It's signed. Right? It's, yeah.
That must make.
So if the cops are still calling it dacha, then I still can. Eh?
It's operation.
Yeah,
putting this plant down.
I'm very happy. I won't lie to you. I think I'm very excited that this is finally come because you know what's going to happen now. It's also a great
natural
move. If the president has any insight into this thing, it's great for him because
tax-wise.
Next year he's got a voting year. Your tax implications because 30% of the world's marijuana is exported from South Africa. You can tax that. Now, also, your crime stats drop because if marijuana is clogging up the system.
Should be more there should be more cops available for stuff.
For nonsense. Yeah. Absolutely.
You said something about gateway drug.
Because I read a thing yesterday. You know, all this, this ruling came out. This one guy is like, because everybody always says the marijuana is the gateway drug to other drugs.
To other tomfoolery.
Every time I smoke a plant, I don't ever, after I smoke a plant, think, you know what I need now? I need some crack.
No one ever goes.
Maybe it's some snacks.
Something this is incredible.
A substance I think they should control more, like they control dacha unnecessarily, is alcohol.
Definitely.
Alcohol is
so
a problem. That's a gateway drug.
Alcohol, cigarettes. Yeah. Oh, they just said.
Alcohol is a gateway to jail.
Alcohol has messed up a lot of lives.
Yes,
alcohol has messed up a lot of lives.
I just
want to
say,
I was chatting to Sohail yesterday, and Sohail said that
Sohail has messed up a lot of lives.
People are dying while you're
chatting. Yeah, people are dying while he's telling jokes. Sohail was saying that in South Africa we have the most potent weed in the world. Like it has the highest THC concentration.
How does he know?
And
that's a very broad statement.
But it's also because of how many people smoke it here and how often it is produced here. And not just that, the higher THC levels leads to psychosis and stuff. So
yes, it does.
There have been connections to psychosis.
And the other thing is, the stuff that they sell in like the Netherlands, like Amsterdam and stuff, is so much weaker than what we have.
But then they fiddle with that, don't they?
No, I mean,
I'm no expert.
That's why they can put it in so many different things because it doesn't hit you as hard as the stuff here hits you.
I had a friend come back.
They've made it user friendly.
Well, that's where the word baked comes from because they're trying to get this essence out.
Yeah, we go hard. Your
friend,
in South Africa.
My friend said they sit you. I've never been to Amsterdam, so I've never been to one of those shops. But they has anybody here been?
I'm going. I'm definitely.
So
going.
They say you going. Sit down and they tell you, listen, this is your first time ever. Why? This is first time ever stuff. Stay here.
Yeah, this is your
year. Yeah, this year is for all that knows himself.
I don't like it when someone doesn't tell you if they bake cookies.
Don't tell you exactly how you're going to feel.
Had that?
Don't mess up our city.
I've never eaten.
I was two cookies in, and then Lisa said, did you eat those cookies? I said, yeah, those ones were nice. Those ones were smaller, but they got more flavor. Because they don't rise as much as the other muffins. So the muffins that were all just chilled like this, those are the ones that I had.
And then those are the gevaarlijke ones.
We went to a function where I had to MC and I couldn't get out of my chair. So I was like, yeah, I'm getting out of my chair. They said, no, you're not moving.
I'm sure I move.
Edibles will do that to you.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
It's hard, eh? And then I had to not, couldn't do it. It was a golf.
My spirit form moved.
I was with a dude and he was like, yeah, no worry, man. And I was also going to MC. It was Millie Pop. And I'm like, listen, after I'll try the stuff, but afterwards. Then he went in just a quarter.
You're so responsible.
My brother went. This O went completely. He was out. He was gone.
You were just happy.
Having nightmares the night. He said, bruh, that was hectic. I'm like, they're sharp. But I don't need that effect. It's good. I'll give me the beer.
My mom came to our house to have. We had a wake for my grand. So we're getting a bit pissed here. My grand's died. And then my friend bakes a banana bread. But he's a proper old school, like you say, he's done this before. Yeah. So my mom's buttering the. She's a mom, so she puts out some snacks. So she slices the banana bread, puts some butter on it, and puts it on a little tray. And then she chars one while we're talking outside. Then she chars another one. When I get in there, my mom's sitting by the table like this, going like this.
Just thinking about life.
Yeah, so life. She says, I've drunk a whole glass of water, but I'm still thirsty. Yeah, you shouldn't have eaten a banana bread. So someone must tell you at least that there's stuff in there.
Yeah,
I've had that experience also with a friend. Like, we were once smoking a hubbly. Me and a friend. And you know these people who don't ask. They just come and they just smoke out of nowhere. Yeah. And the weirdest part is this was in the morning before lectures.
On the taxi.
Yeah, no, this is the morning before lectures. We had a young hubbly. He just came through, smoked and left.
Yeah.
Came back later on in the day telling us about his day. He's like, oh guys, my day was so crazy. I don't know what was happening. It was just I felt light, but I felt happy, but at the same time I felt weird. I was like, you know, you've been high all day, right? What is that, what it was? Because it must be so weird
not knowing that you're high.
Yes,
but being high.
Yeah, because what's going through your mind? Yeah. The fact that you're acting.
It may be a kind of high that people go for again, where they didn't know. That's the thing that hooks
them. This morning, what time did I
wake up? It must be so interesting.
It should come to his mind
at some point.
Because you say no, man,
his friend sitting around him at the meeting, going, "You're full of ideas today."
Yeah, and you wonder, what did I do different?
Why are you eating every endearment we have?
Yeah,
it was like New Year's. What is it? 2012.
Yeah.
Nobody told us that they put weed in the hubbly. So you know you get the head rush after smoking for a while.
Yeah,
the head rush just didn't leave. So then I was like, wait, man, this pipe tastes weird. And the guy I was smoking with was like, yo, bro, you know there's weed in the pipe? And the guy just went, really? Damn. Get it on smoking. I was like, yo, this guy.
That could be quite a noise also if you're doing, if you've done those comedy gigs where the guys have got hubblies. So yes. You're trying to do one of those jokes that's got like, and the guy didn't even know. That his wife. And
it must be so hard to laugh hard.
I don't know what joke I was doing. I don't know what joke I do quietly. And neither does Alfred. Do you have a quiet joke? Whisper.
No.
And then.
I was going to hire you for a gig in Springs.
All snapples.
So there's other stories of people getting high. There was a journalist that had to cross over live to a burning of a whole load of hashish they'd built a crater. No, he starts off nicely.
Oh, right.
Then he gets the giggles. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And the old dude, yeah.
But they don't take the camera off him. They keep it on. he goes into teenager mode. And then they put this thing.
Is this him telling the story now?
Then the camera comes back and then they're like, okay.
Did he end with it? It's crazy, man.
It's crazy out in here.
Yeah,
it's crazy,
the camera, man. He goes out of camera because he's just laughing so much. Yeah. And he's wearing like a pink linen shirt.
Yeah, but that must mess you up, though. A whole plantation of weed.
Well, it does, because I won't say when it was, but when there was a thing called the Defense Force, we used to have to stop people with weed coming into the country. Then you had to burn it and you had to label it and burn it. And I was involved in that.
Oh, you did national duty most that time, right?
You're breathing.
But I was involved in that.
Breathing
unit.
Deep.
But the guys do put masks on, because the one guy that's obviously same as usual, there's a guy that knows. Yeah. He's got his mask on and he's burning it. And we and all the other new guys are just loading it off the truck and onto the fire. But eventually we've also got ideas. Like I said to one, don't you think that the universe isn't actually a real thing? That we all just make up everything that we see as we go? And he's like, yeah.
We don't think. That's actually a nice. It's actually a nice thought.
Yeah, I'm burning those bushes.
Yeah,
but that's when the guy with the mask is like, "You need to rest a bit.
Step away from the smoke.
Get out the apple tree. You're taking it with your hands off the truck."
Facebook page that people against Dacha and Satanism.
Oh yeah, they're all these
hand in hand, hand in hand, Dachaism.
That's a fake page.
Obviously, I do that as well. After I do heroin, then I do some Satanism, then I have a small.
They link like, yeah, and then but they link weird
bestiality, and then some sodomy, and
but
then
is
I take
that
a
real thing, or is it like for
in
comedy?
Sodom and Gomorrah, both places.
I think it's a random.
How come Gomorrah never got used again as a township or a place where you could go, like Benoni? Where do you live? I live in Sodom. Hey, I had a bad experience. Yeah. Bad trip, man.
Remember back in the day?
That's kind of like naming your child Judas.
Judas or Hitler.
Yeah, or like Hitler, Adolf or something.
What's your name? My name's Judas Hitler. Where do you live? I live in Sodom Extension 2.
Judas.
Alright, sit down.
Do you reckon there's nobody with the name of Judas?
Aye, nobody, bro.
No, no, my son's name is Judas. Must be.
There we go. That's
your light is close enough. Close enough.
He's betrayed me many times.
But one, how many pieces of silver?
Yes, it's like that meme. We gotta go. The kid busts his dad for possession of cocaine.
Yes.
And then someone comments, imagine busting a nut. Do one day have that nut bust you?
That's funny.
That's how the universe works.
That other firefighter meme was, well, not meme, the firefighter video was blazing as well, where they had to put out the fire as well. I can't remember the question that they asked him, but his answer was so slow.
What, they report him after?
Yes, yes. Because they're like, so how are you feeling? He's like, I'm stoned. And then he just laughs.
He's supposed to be doing a link.
Yeah, it's such a bad drug. We're just laughing.
So incredible.
Alfred, we want to thank you for being on our podcast.
Again.
We'd like you back because you are full of proper wisdom. Like, it's not even, like you said, common sense. I'm afraid it isn't common. Like, that's good stuff. And I want comedians. There are comedian schools that are popping up now. And I would
comedian
like
school? I saw
for
this.
Corporate, yeah. Corporate. Yeah. Not for comics. Guys who just want to improve their speaking skills.
I've seen that.
That's
that
necessary.
Would be a great, what you spoke about, how to do the production from start to finish.
Yeah, well
there's probably secrets
I'm very
as well,
much
eh?
Learning.
All right. Rishi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ron,
have a good week, everyone.
See you at Giovanni's, eh?
We're doing 69 together.
We're doing the first, we're not only fingering you, but we're also doing 69.
Yes.
That'll be there in Park View there. And then we're also doing that other one, Rusty Hook, I'm doing as well.
I've done the Rusty Hook.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You must come back. We love having you.
Thank you.
Eric, my name's Dave Williams. Thanks for listening to the Just Now podcast.
My name is Eric Gibson. And as usual, we'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.